got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. Hi, this is Spencer Dorwitz, former forward for the Dundee Stars, and you're listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Exchange Street, Dundee.
Good afternoon, and well, it's good afternoon for us, senior, because we're recording a wee bit earlier. Welcome along to episode 116 of the Don McKayley sponsored A View from Section C. It's this afternoon, senior, for us.
It's because you've had me rushing about since I finished work. Time where you go on, time where you get in. But I've made it, junior. I've made it, junior, eh? You know what I mean?
Smallest violin for you.
Yeah. Some of us work the day, you know what I mean? Not like you and just sit about the house playing fucking games out there.
No, actually, I was watching Dexter, Original Sin, so the prequel the TV show Dexter. I was watching that the day.
All right.
I finished it.
Okay.
Shit hot, by the way.
So, I've finished it to him, Bonnie in the back of the car, up to Camperdown Park, wander around the golf course, reminiscing of all the birdies and eagles that I used to hit when I was up there. And then back home again. It was glorious outside, by the way.
You mean the actual birds that you hit? It was the birdies on the green. It was actually the birds in the trees and that you hit.
Yeah, that's what it was. Think I meant birdies and eagles on... No,
I was just making sure. Folk might think you were actually a decent golfer that when you said that there. I was just clarifying.
Not at all. Not at all. When I say I'm hitting birdies and eagles, it's my bar going right into the trees. So that's where I've been. And then him, I'm actually sitting here, got to be a pair of shorts on. It's glorious.
It's lovely. It's sunny, but it's not hot.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Well, I've got a fucking jumper on. It's only about fucking 10 degrees outside.
I want a T-shirt. Well, there you go. That's what happens when you stay right down at the coast. It's 15, 16 degrees here.
It was it was warm yesterday. It was 18 yesterday.
But hung well, enough of the weather forecast. Michael Fish sitting there.
Yeah, like Sean fucking Batty or whatever his name is. Yes, so... We'll start the show off with the MBE Valeting Services sponsor Two-Way Watch. And it is actually, I'm going to join it again because it's going to be joined in my Rockets talk because there was only one game for us to review on this. And it was the Aberdeen Lynx versus the Dundee Rockets at the DIA on Saturday night. The Rockets won by 7-3. Rowan did not have any points in the game. And a bit of a surprise here, senior, for you.
Okay.
Dom was near in the goal. Jags was on the bench.
Really?
It's the boy Rory Wood, I think his name is. But again, about 45 shots he faced. And came out with 7 conceded. Rockets goals by Drew Rumgay, Rio Page, Lewis Neve, Andy Henderson, Michael Becker, Ben Brown, and Mikey Ireland.
7 different scorers, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, some of the big boys are not on that scoring list. So they're getting this section of the playoffs done quite convincingly.
Yeah.
And the points, the goals are getting shared out amongst quite a lot of guys, eh?
Yeah.
So it could only bode well for when they get to the real nitty-gritty.
Yeah. They're getting their secondary scoring in their the word is for it. Thirdly scoring? Is there such a thing? Thirdly? Again? Secondary. What is it then? Thirdly scoring? Thirder scoring?
Could be thirdly.
Thirdly? Never
triple threat.
The trifecta. But yeah, no, it's the D-men jumping in there as well. You know, Drew and Andy, you know, Ben plays forward and D for them at times. So yeah, big, big win, which also means, I'm pretty sure, that they've practically qualified for the final four. After three games, three wins, 6 points for the Rockets. The famous Paisley Pirates only played one, which was against the Rockets, and lost 3-0. They're sitting on zero. And Aberdeen played two, lost two, both games against the Rockets by 11 goals to four.
Yeah. So the only play, they only play four games.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
So play Aberdeen, each other home. Yeah, so Aberdeen can't catch them.
No. They are through. And I'm pretty sure, I think I said it to you last week and now this week with that one, I think it's a 21-game winning streak that the Rockets are currently on. Edinburgh in the other group, sitting top of their group, two games played, two wins, 4 points. Kestrels, 1-1 in North Ayrshire Wild, bottom. And I can't imagine them getting out of that group. I think, great start.
We touched on it, didn't we? Regarding Paisley, that they could suddenly turn up and shock a couple of teams, it looks like at this point in time in the league table, it could be Aberdeen are the team that could miss out.
I know, man.
And it could be the Rockets and Paisley going through from the first section, and then the Caps and the Kessels for the other section. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but it was short for me. But yeah, it's always it's good to see the Rockets doing what they're doing. And as you say, the scoring's going right through the lineup now. They're obviously getting good goaltending. And it bodes well. I'd like to think, based on what they've done this year, that we'd maybe get a couple of guys on two ways from the Rockets next season. You know, instead of, and I know we've went to Aberdeen, we've got Dom and he's been there. We've got Josh with the Kestrels, and you know, and we went out with it. But it would be good if we could see our own Dundee guys getting a chance now. And it could be that Mark sat back and it allowed them to get a season together under their belts to see how it's going to go with the Rockets, and then maybe start looking next season. For this year, I'd like to think so.
Yeah, because what you'd like to think, even like say Ben Brown, you know, Ben getting another chance in on a two way, you know, you look what he's done. And Fife have been the fans have been very complimentary of him, seeing how much he's grew this year, and he's obviously had to play because of how short they were at one point. That he got a lot of ice time, and that's obviously something that you would never really got with the Stars before, other than the occasional shift here and there. So it'd be good to see him come in. One guy I'd like to see is Rio Page.
Yeah.
Even if it's up training with them, just to see how far he can get. By the looks of it, he has, you know, we've seen it when he was at the Tigers, so much potential. He's come out in the Rockets, and he's just absolutely took off this year in that team. It'd be good to see somebody like Rio Page get a wee chance up there with two way as well. Again, I say even just training with the Stars there. So yeah. Happy days in Rockets Land.
Certainly is.
No so much happy days in Stars Land. So we'll move on to the 51 Club sponsored game review. Saturday night, we were away to the Sheffield Steelers. At the Utilita Arena. Only one goal in the first period, and it was scored by Sheffield after 8 minutes and 55 seconds through Miko Yosola. Stars scored the only goal of the second period, an equaliser by Ben O'Connor, assisted by Garrigan and Puglio at 24-27. And in the third period, we were blanked and did not respond to four goals by the Sheffield Steelers. Daniel Levens at 45-58. Mark Olivier Valorand at 56-04. Miko Yosola with a quick one right after Valley's goal at 56-33. And then Daniel Levens with the icing on the cake at 59-05, giving Sheffield a five. A very familiar 5-1 victory. Yeah. Oh, you never said it though, your prediction.
No, I know. And I normally do, eh? But you know what? I think the scoreline flattered Sheffield. I really do.
Yeah.
It was obviously a very close game. And then they get a fucking break out of nothing. Right? The puck gets played across. You've got Nass in the forward, both putting their sticks down. Nass deflect it away from the goal. And the forward trying to get, obviously, a tip on goal. Spencer gets there, and it goes in the top corner. You know what I mean? And even at that point, it's only 2-1.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sort of keeping track of it through more through the stat side of it, like shots on the goal and everything like that. And I'm thinking, it's not as if we're getting absolutely fucking pummeled here, because the shots were quite close at the time. And then the breakaway, three goals in the last fucking 3 minutes or something, if it was 3 minutes. I would probably say by that time, we've switched off. I think when it's went to 3-1, I think we have just switched off totally. And it's absolutely, it's at 3-1, the game's probably done. It just makes it look worse than probably what it actually was, eh? Because by all accounts, from people who were there and what we've read on social media, the Stars gave themselves a very, very good account of themselves.
Yeah.
As a defeat, though,
Yeah, it's a defeat. It doesn't help with Manchester picking up points. It was just a bit of shit. I don't think we're expecting too much going into Sheffield and picking up the points, but if we could have got something, we were going to be happy.
I think that's a disappointing side, though, Junior. You know, like when it's a 1-1 for a good part, right? It's only 1-0 at the end of the first. It's 1-1 end of the second, and we're in it. And okay, they scored 5 minutes into the third, but with 5 minutes to go, it's still only 2-1, or some around about that time. Mm-hmm. It's still only 2-1, and we are in that game. And as I say, the 5-1 scoreline, and we've joked about it. God, how many times are we going to get beat 5-1? That's what's happened. But I didn't really. I never took it as a 5-1 defeat, and I think that's what's probably the most disappointing thing about it, that on paper, we got beat 5-1, and it was probably never a 5-1 game. I think at 3-1, that's it. I think we've the whole team, everybody's went, and then next thing, bang, goal. Oh, bang, goal again. And, yeah, doesn't help the goalie much, because the goalie starts were probably quite good up until that point, or quite decent.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, goalie starts coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was unfortunately a defeat in Sheffield. We come home Sunday night. The Cardiff Devils were in town. Cardiff went 1-0 up through Corey Donaghy at 8:57. Zach O'Brien made it 2 at 11:01. Stars pulled on back through Zach Sekos, assist by Nass and Harms at 15:43. End of the first period. Only one more goal scored in the game. It was in the second period again. Zach O'Brien with his second at 36:46, giving Devils a 3-1 victory. And what was a very, very feisty wee game.
It certainly was. Probably touch on that a wee bit later, but overall, it wasn't the greatest game. Right.
No.
And kind of what I've looked at with these games now. See when Stars played Nottingham and Sheffield, right? They used to be the teams that had come into Dundee and just gripe like anything. They complain about everything and moan about everything. But by fuck, Belfast and Cardiff have overtook them of the not.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the day is moan on that bench. Honestly, it's ridiculous. They claim for every hand. They complain about every hand. They just gripe for the minute they come out on the ice. We are there wooing and hollering. And then they just go in. I know. they just go right into absolutely gripe mode. For the minute the first puck gets dropped to the game's finished, they complain and just moan. Honestly, it's ridiculous. And they, Devils in Belfast, they've overtook Sheffield Nottingham for that now. I think Sheffield and Nottingham just go about their business. But these two teams are getting worse every time we play them. But they were there for the taking, eh?
Yeah.
And we never done it. That's the most disappointing thing out of it. We're fighting for our lives now. And it didn't look as if we were fighting for our lives. I think it would, to me, it just looked like another league game without the prize. There's prizes here, right? And I know it's only finishing eighth, but it gets you in a couple of games, and you never know. We've done it before. We've ended up in Nottingham for the final four. But it didn't look like that. It just looked like another Sunday night, 5 o'clock face-off game. It wasn't as if, to me, that is. It didn't, there wasn't a, there was scrapping, right? And we'll get on to that. But I just thought the game just went through the motions of a normal league game. And that's what was frustrating for me.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, the fans were loud. But I would probably think the only time we were really loud is when it kicked off. And, but you know what? Seko's got the goal back. We're getting it 2-1. And you're thinking, well, okay, well, maybe not played our best, but we're in it 2-1. I think the third goal was a killer. I think Big Cheese will want that in back. I don't know how it, it's still done again, how it managed to get in. I don't know, did he mean it? Did it take a wee deflection before it went in? But listen, it went in, and it was a soft goal overall. And then after that, I thought, what we're going to come back with? And we came back with, we come back with fights. And then it went downhill again. And
yeah,
am I going to sound negative or am I no? But again, I must admit, I disagree with a decision. And I think everybody's in agreement of that decision. And that decision was not to play Big Pooh when he was available to come back after he served his penalty.
Yeah.
And I'm not caring. I'll let you go. You go.
Thank Christ. Fucking fan asleep. Listen to you here. Wait, he's not even got, if everyone's just listening to this on Spotify and Apple, they'll not be able to see it, but his glass is fucking empty. He's not even got any more juice left in it. He's been drinking that, he's speaking that much. Is that Dremouth? No, I agree that, you know, they were there for the taking. One thing I did love to see was that Andrew McWilliam get his absolute fucking tatties for poo, because he's another boy that comes up here, runs his mouth, whines at the refs, moans about Aachen. Yeah. He got his tatties about 8 minutes to go in that period, and he never said another fucking word the whole night. That's right. Very, very quiet after it.
Yep. That's probably because he couldn't speak because he's broken nose.
Because he's fucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer down there. But, yeah, like, it got the crowd going. We were absolutely up for it. The 2+10 instigator, I could understand possibly why they've called it, but I think he was lucky not to get a couple of penalties for the cross checks before it, which we is said probably that, why,
yeah.
Probably why they've gave the instigator, because they're like, well, he's went in looking to get him to drop the gloves there by cross checking, yeah. cross checking, he's dropped them. He's then went for them. The boys had to defend himself, so we're going to hit call the instigator here. I can understand that.
We spoke about this at the game, right?
Yeah.
If the referee's call now. Eric and Pooley, it must have been about 3 or 4 cross checks on the back of McWilliam. Right?
There's also a punch in the back. And he got away with it.
Right? McWilliam had a dig at him. Right? He did. He come back and jabbed him with his stick in the skate. And then Pooley, I think that was at that point when Pooley hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And then McWilliam squared up. And it was probably the worst thing he ever done. Right? But the referees were at fault for that. If they called cross checking penalty, right, then what then transpired in the last 5 minutes of that period does not happen.
Yeah.
The 2+10 instigator does not happen. You kind of sort of say we're going to go in with a 2+10 instigator because we should have called the 3 cross checks that that Pouliot gave him. You've not called them, so that's it. The boys squared up to him. So what's Pouliot going to do? He's a fighter. He'll think, if he's squaring up to me, I'm going to defend myself first by hitting you. And he did. Yeah. And listen, he got the penalty, and he took it, and that was it. And he'll understand that. He got the crowd going. He got his teammates going.
Yeah.
And he'll understand that is a good trade-off for us. We're getting rid of their top D-man for a fourth-line forward. Really, that should have gave us the advantage. Then it goes off again at the end. People are on about, the hit was after the buzzer. What an absolute crock of shit. Right? See, if you watch it back, it's not even a hit.
No. He skates in. It's not a hit, but it is after the buzzer. George's whistle. It is after it. And he just gives him a wee push. It's just a wee push into the board. Say, fuck off. But I understand the 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct on Sekos. So after the whistle, there's no need for it.
He could have skated away from it, but he sort of went into him, and then when Branch went for him, I must admit, see, with Chris Ingalls has done the right thing. He has sacrificed himself to keep a top line forward in the game, because Brandt could have really done a lot of damage on Sekos if he wanted to. And Chris has put his cell on the line and stuck up for his teammate, and he's paid the ultimate price for it, but he will understand that. And then from there, you're then thinking, right, we're down to 5D men until Pouliot comes back, and everybody say that we'll be fine, we've still got 6D men, and we play with 5D men, and we're double shifting Pouncey. We're double shifting Dryden. I think maybe Ben double shifted. I can't remember. Certainly Pouncey's ice
did.
Time.
I think all of them did. At one point.
I found that really, really strange. If it's a forward, then I could maybe understand it. But to look at the D to go down to 5, why not just put Pouliot on? Put him in either with Pouncey or put him in with Mersey.
Yeah.
And then just...
I'm not having this whole, but Mark saved them from potentially doing something else and getting a suspension. Yeah. No.
Who said he's going to do something?
Listen, I said it on social media. I'd rather he went out, we went out fighting, playing a tough game, a hard game, a physical game, than going out with an absolute whimper the way we did in the third period.
Yeah. Because, come on. I think,
it's fucking playoff hockey right now.
I know, but I also think that the players maybe looked at that as well and thought that, because they're probably thinking, what's happening? We've got no protection on the ice here because Pouliot's not getting played. Yeah, people are saying, but if it kicked off, Mark could have put him on. Well, why not play him then? If that's the reason why you're only going to play him, just play him. Just play him. You know, going on, speaking about Manchester, right? Belfast fans were complaining about Manchester, right? Because they played dirty. And they were getting in, and they were causing lots of bother on the ice. And they won 5-1.
Yeah.
And they played that way, and look what happened. Because Belfast couldn't cope with it.
Yep.
They played shite bag hockey, and that's what we should have been doing against Cardiff in that third period. We should have played shite bag hockey.
They played Ryan Finnerty hockey.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's what they needed.
Going
back to the scrap with Chris, I actually think that, again, by the book, the officials got the penalties right. You know, there's a lot of people complaining that it wasn't fighting. Well, no, it's an altercation. So the altercation, which is when one or more players have penalties from it, Sekos is obviously getting a 2-minute penalty. and Riley Brandt's then getting 5 minutes for fighting, even though Sekos wasn't fighting back. It is an altercation. Chris jumps in, therefore third man in. Someone else jumps in, and but the rule is it's third man in. It's no fourth man, fifth man, sixth man. If that starts, that's where they get penalties. It's no a kick, it's no a game misconduct. I think they got it right. I don't think, though, they got the result in five minute power play right. Because I've never known or heard that you can have a power play on a 5 minute fighting major.
I thought, I'm only going with social media, right? When the Stars have tweeted it, I thought the Stars have said that we start the third with a 4 minute power play, but I don't know. I lost track by that thing. But what yeah, I will agree with you on.
4 minutes it was on the clock, wasn't it? So why was it a 4 minute power play?
Don't know.
So Chris obviously gets 5 minutes for fighting in a game. Brandt gets five in a game and an additional five. And Sekos gets two for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah. Honestly, Jay,
it'd be interesting to know that one. What the ruling is on that.
I couldn't have fathomed it out, but I'm the same as you. The right penalties were called.
Yeah, like, I think the right things were called.
And as I say, I think Chris knows what he's doing. Right, he is looking at who Brandt went with, and it's we're top line centre.
Yeah,
he's got to go and look after him, because if anything happens to Sekos in that, people would then be moaning about, well, what the fuck is Ingles there? How is Ingles not going and getting him?
Yeah,
he did go and get him, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice by getting kicked out again. But that should have been Bouillard's fight and Chris's fight should have been the catalyst for us to kick on, but we didn't. And I think even at that point, we were all waiting on Bouillard coming back, and we're thinking, right, he's going to come out and he's going to go, ah, Kyle Haas on everybody. Maybe he did, maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But just didn't sit him down.
Yeah.
Just say, didn't bring him out the box and let him sit there, sit on the penalty. Just sit in the box, just sit there on the bench, dinner day nine. Why? That's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a strange, strange call for me.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd have played him. I'd have probably spoke to him and says, right, you're going back on D when you come back out because Chris is out of the game. But you have to play smart and you cannot get involved. You only get involved if they start it. And then. Yeah. If Bouillard went on and started looking for it, then at that point, as a coach, you can say, no, you're not doing what I'm telling you. You're sitting on your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Your man of the match?
Sekos. Yeah.
Where is he? There he is. Believe it or not, I'm not just doing this because of the game, but genuinely, I'm going to pick Bouillard.
Okay.
I thought he was very effective when he did play. He got them going when he needed to. And I thought he skated hard. He was forechecking like fuck.
Yeah. No, he did play very well. But look,
I thought he was clapped.
He didn't play the hell game. And that was took out of his hands. So it's maybe a bit unfair for that, but I thought Sekos was probably, in my opinion, I thought he was your best player.
Yeah.
And I think overall, I didn't even care what I'm going to touch on it about the awards last night. I couldn't even tell you if Zach Sekos got an award. But I'll tell you, to me, it's an absolute travesty if he didn't.
No, Sekos, Harms, Nass, or Yama never got an award.
Strange.
I believe the OSC's player of the year was Jarrett. You can understand that.
Yeah.
Unsung hero for the OSC was Kyle Pouncey. What was that again? Somebody sent me it. I can't mind now. Brit of the year was Chris. Most improved was Johnny. Player's player, I think, was Dryden.
Okay, I'd get that. I can get that. So who got the coach's player of the year?
I can't remember who. I was a bit surprised by it.
It's Craig Garrigan.
No. I don't. I'll find it. Can you...
Just talk a lot of shit. What would you like us to talk about? The weather again. It's still sunny outside.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Unprofessional as ever. Were we in the nominations? Were we in the nominations for the most unprofessional podcast in the league?
No, I believe we were second to Kyle Pouncey in the Unsung Hero, though. So we'll
okay. That's fair. I'll take that.
Oh, no, but I came where it is. I found it.
Did you find that? Right.
So Stars TV Player of the Year was Craig Moore. Best British Player was Chris Ingalls. Most Improved was Johnny. OSC, Jarrett Fisk. Unsung Hero, Kyle Pouncey. Players Player of the Year, Dryden Dow. And Coaches Player of the Year, Craig Garrigan.
Okay.
And we will do our awards on next week's show because it'll be our end of the season in between that and the playoffs, or it might just be one senior. It might be time for volume 3 of end of the season show.
The end of the season show. Yeah.
So this is the league standings currently. Manchester still in ninth, 2 points behind now, level on games. Stars 46 points in 52 games. So 44 for Manchester, 46 for the Stars. Glasgow cannot finish any higher than 7th. Guildford and Coventry are in 6th and 5th. They could still switch places to see who plays Cardiff or one of the others above them. Cardiff cannot move. Nottingham in 3rd, 72 points through 52 games. Sheffield in 2nd, 75 points. Belfast in 1st, 76. So, this is how it looks, senior.
Right, junior.
Nottingham, to win the league, Nottingham have to beat Belfast both times in regulation.
Okay.
And hope that Sheffield lose both of their games. I'm sure they have Cardiff and Coventry. Belfast, basically, it's in their hands. Belfast win again. It comes down to between them and Sheffield what happens, but that's the only way Nottingham could win it is if Belfast...
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
I am a conspiracy theorist, but I absolutely do not believe in any of the bullshit that Belfast are trying to throw the league in order to get a better matchup. They will not risk silverware to play Glasgow or Guildford or Coventry. Telling you now, it's no in it.
I'm not 100% sure.
Nah, I'm not 100% sure. Nah. Balderdash.
If you look at
keeping
that,
it
right.
PG tonight.
Yeah. Well, who'd have thought, right? Like, what's happened with Manchester, right? That they've suddenly been able to pump Cardiff 6-9 at home. And then going to Belfast and win 5-1. What's changed?
You went to Belfast and won?
No 5-1.
Could have been. After that first 50 minutes, you could have been 6-9 up.
it doesn't sit right. It really doesn't.
Cardiff, I can understand. Because they've got nothing to play for. I think that's how we were like, they're there for the taking on Sunday because they were going through the motions, I thought, at times.
Yeah.
Pete Russell didn't give a fuck. He was sitting here in a laugh at me.
No, he was sitting in a fucking head of bat banter. We also, was he?
Yeah. These new shoes.
These new shoes, yeah.
New gym
Beat
shoes.
Sonny. Beat Sonny Dabbers. Had his gym shoes on. Just came out of gym. but, you know what? I'm probably more worried about ourselves now, because Manchester are on a bottle or on it. I don't know who Manchester have got the last
so
three
funny
games.
You should ask that, senior, because I haven't.
Thank you, junior. I'll line you up.
So, the Manchester Storm are at home to Guildford on Friday night whilst we're away to Milan.
Okay, let's go with this. So that's Manchester now got 46 points. Okay. Because they will beat Guildford.
Guildford are going for fifth. They would rather Cardiff, Guildford. They're going for that fifth spot. They would rather Cardiff. Less of a journey.
Maybe, but I'm telling you now, Manchester will beat them. As much as I like Dickers is not going to be able to do us a favour. So that's my level, right? Then we go into Glasgow.
Yeah, so we both play on the Friday night.
Well, we're Friday night.
Yeah, both games are Friday night.
Ah, see, I thought we were in Glasgow on Saturday.
I'm sure. All right,
okay.
I'll tell you.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. So, who've got Manchester got? What have we got?
Manchester are then away on Saturday to the Fife Flyers.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So, the premonitions for this as well are, if Storm lose one of the games, the Stars only need 1 point to qualify. Okay?
Okay.
If Storm win both games, Stars must win both games or we're out.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we finish level on points with Manchester, we're out. Because they have more regulation wins, which is the tie break. The first tie break, obviously, it's obviously level in points. The first tie break is regulation wins. And there's no way there could be a disparity with that because they have more than us already, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more than us already. So they have to win both games. Well, I'm saying that, actually. If we won both games... Oh, no, we have to win both games anyway. Yeah. So that's how it works.
Oh, God. And for us, I had to be Glasgow away, Fife at home.
Yeah.
The two of them will be laughing their cocks off of the bit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Senior, good, the bad, and the ugly.
So, the good. And the good came at the last minute of the day, Junior. All right. And it was based on all the rumours that were going about the rink on Sunday regarding season tickets. The rumour was £720 for a ticket. And then the Stars announced it today at £658.
Aye, something like that.
I think it was. I think it's a £40 increase. Right. But I believe we'll get a couple of extra games. I've seen that in the Section C group chat. And also, bring a buddy. Yeah. It's a new initiative that the club have obviously looked at. A lot of the football teams do it. So, yeah, good on them. And if it does work out right, that you bring a buddy to a game, a couple of extra free games, it'll be worth the £648. And for me and you, Junior, we'll be the same as the club. We'll be in our 25th season. So, wonder if we're getting a word for that. Nah, it'd be too many words. Arlene would need in, Steph would need in. Yeah, 25-year club. Outstanding. Yeah. So that's the good. The season tickets and bring a buddy initiative. The bad is Manchester Storm. I said it last week. Yeah, they're just a jobby that won't go away, is it? That's it. They just keep winning. They're winning and we're not winning. And the ugly, we've just looked at it, is the league table. And the fixtures that we've got left, never mind who Manchester have got left, but who we've got left, because the two of them will be absolutely desperate to get us out of the playoffs. Two of them. So that's it, Junior. Season tickets and the bring a buddies are good. The Storm continually winning and us losing is bad. And the league table and the remaining fixtures is the ugly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So it does bring us on to our Lean Mean Tattoo sponsored game previews, possibly for the last time this season, if we didn't make playoffs. So Friday night away to the Glasgow Clan. I can't even bother doing other names there. Sunday at home to Fife.
The penny just dropped there. I'm saying, what do you want about the names? And then the penny dropped.
I'm at that point of the season now where I'm just like, it's them again.
Junior, come on. You're just being so unprofessional, eh?
It's just at the end of the season and I'm just like, oh, there's too many times I hate to say fucking their name. I can't be bothered with them. The clan, and with their about 70 syllables in the clan name because they can't fucking chant right either. So, three players to watch for the clan. Devin Cedaroff. That's their captain. He's their captain.
That's their captain. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, four goals in his last five games. So, he's on a bit of a hot streak. Cole Uli, 52 points in 49 games. And you know what? Because it's the last time this season, Senior, I am going to mention him just for you. Mitchell fucking Heard. 48 points in 49 games.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how
at
much.
At home, he's
how
different. At home, he is different.
Yeah. Because I think what it is at home is he doesn't play up to the crowd. I think he wants to play the Panto villain away from home. And sometimes it doesn't work for him. And he ends up sort of getting taken out of his game, but he's a good player. I've always said that. I don't mind giving him a bit of shit, but also we'll stand back and go at times. He's a no bad player, eh? But the one for me at the moment is Cole Hooley. He seems to be scoring at the right time during big games. I think where we can get on top of them though is we need to get on top of the goalies. Because we ken what Brian's like, right? We've had a member team. We've also played against them and we've put a barrel load against them. I think it'll be Landon Bowe that'll play. I think we need to get on top of him as well because he ain't no great shakes over goalie for their number one.
No.
Is it life and death? Well, as a Stars fan, yes it is. Because I'd rather we pick the 2 points up on Friday and Manchester lost on Friday to allow us to maybe just relax a wee bit against Fife and not hope that we've to beat Fife and in the background we're thinking, fuck, if Manchester win, we're out anyway.
Yeah. Can you see it? We always struggle in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Senior, your score prediction.
I'm going to say, fuck, is there going to be a lot of goals or is there no? That's the thing. I'm going for an overtime loss. I think we'll maybe pick a point up. Let's go 5-4, Junior.
5-4 Clan OT.
Yeah.
I have went 4-1 Clan. Then we'll come by that point if we've made the playoffs or not, probably. Because if we lose that and Manchester have won both their games, then we're out.
I've got a look on my face. They've only played one game by that time. When we're in Glasgow, they'll have only played one game.
I'm saying on to the next game, which is Sunday. Game. And we'll ken by that point if we're out or not. Because Manchester play Fife on Saturday. So, Fife Flyers, last game of the season. M though there. M in Ireland. But three players to watch out for. The boy, and I'm going to say it like Duffy says it again because I still don't think it's right, but the boy Cheehy, 37 points in 52 games, their top point scorer. Martineau, 16 goals in 38 games played. And listen, by this point, it mightn't even be relevant anyway. So, a wee bit of tongue-in-cheek on this one. For the final players to watch out for, and it's both goalies who have conceded 42 goals against the Stars in all competitions this season, Challenge Cup and Elite League. So I'm really looking forward to that.
You know what? There's one player you've no mention, and myself, Billy, and Connor have spoken about him, and I would take him in Dundee, and that's the guy they signed part of the way through the season, and it's the laddie Kieran Craig.
Yeah,
I think he's a sort of a Yamamoto Sonj type of player, you know. And I think he is very dangerous. And as I say, I would take him at Dundee. Now a lot of listeners will be like, oh, there he goes, he's talking shite again. But it might well be. But I actually think he's done a really good job for Fife since he's came in. My worry is, though, like yourself, is if Manchester have beaten Guildford and then they've beaten Fife. Sorry, where did you say they were playing Fife? In Fife.
Yeah.
In Fife on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Might make it a bit of a difference, but...
Nah.
What is it going to be like at the rink on Sunday if Manchester have won both games? Get what I mean?
Yep.
We could, the players could go in there, they'll be disappointed, the fans will be disappointed. You'd like to think that the players will come out and give it everything because it's Fife, it's the derby game. It doesn't matter if there's nothing to play for or if there's everything to play for, it's your rival. You need to beat them. Or do they come out and just no give a fuck?
Yeah. My prediction is based on us still being in contention.
Okay.
If we're not in contention,
it's so have you got two scores? Have you got two scores?
No. If we're not in contention, right. It's Fife's what, fifth win of the season?
Right. So, are you ready for mine?
Yeah.
8-5 stars.
Fucking hell. I've said 6-2.
Mine's probably based on us not being in it. And it'll be so disappointing after some of the performances that we've had this season. But as everybody will tell you, the league table does not lie.
No.
We're there for a reason.
Yes, indeed. Round off the show, Slimming World with Stella, sponsored on this day. Few things, senior. In 2011, we had a contract extension to one of the grittiest, angriest players I think we've ever had in the Elite League era. Former player and assistant and head coach. On this day in 2011, Brent Hughes was re-signed after his first season with the club. Bear in mind, everyone, this is the 1st of April. April Fool's Day. Forgot to mention it again. What a fool. 2017, we had a home playoff win versus the Glasgow Clan by 3-1. Justin Farina with 2 goals and Vinny Scarsella. The year we made it to the final four.
That's it. And we went through there and beat them 3-0 the next night.
Pumped them.
Yes.
On this day, 2022, we had an away league loss at the Cardiff Devils by 7-1. Philippe Sonch with the only goal there. And in 2023, we had an away league loss at the Fife Flyers by 4-0.
Ouch.
And yes, that is on this day.
Yep. It's nippy sweetie time, is it?
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of messaging going back and forth between the various group chats. Certainly Saturday.
I'll not be looking at them.
I'll not be there, am I, Ireland?
No, I'll be on a basketball court.
Biggest game of the season. Could be the biggest game of the season.
Listen. Shouldn't have come to the last game of the season.
No, it shouldn't have. That's
all I'm going to say, senior, so you can tack that statement and stick up your arse again.
Oh, that's very, very rude.
But I probably won't be looking at the group chat. I'll be on a court, or I'll be in a classroom, or sitting at the sidelines assessing somebody else.
Right, so everybody who's in our group chat, right, let's just bombard Junior with messages, right?
Aye, but listen, here's hoping that when I do get back, that our show next week does have a playoff edition. It's a playoff edition show, and let's hope that last weekend's game against Cardiff was not the last game of the season for us, and that I still get to see another game. Hopefully against Belfast and wee chubby, so I can shout abuse at that wee fat prick again, because that'd be great.
Oh dear.
Well, folks, enjoy it. Keep it loud for us. I'll try and keep the look at the group chats, see what's happening. Senior, I'll hate to bring all the noise himself. The rest of Section C and the rest of all the other sections. I seen across the pond, other side, on Sunday, gain a wee bit as well. Andy Stranger, his drum back. I tell you what, I never heard his drum though. MBE Valeting Services again. Never heard his drum yet again.
Oh dear. I've heard that
his missus not allowing him.
Oh. Well, listen, your set will be empty, so he could come and sit aside us and bring his drum.
That's if the drum set's still free, because there's only certain sets left. But anyway, enjoy the game, everyone. And I say, hopefully you're sitting here next week with a playoff edition and I can actually speak about another game before the season's done. But next week, Senior, before either end of season or before the playoff games, we'll do our wee awards night. Yeah, award night on the podcast. Senior, enjoy it next week.
We'll do it.
And we will speak. Yeah, no, you won't. And we will speak to you all again next week. Don't you know?